If it's a Tuesday morning after the 7:30 news, and it is Loons baseball team time. Time to dive in and talk about your Great Lakes Loons baseball team. And we do so on Tuesday mornings with the assistant GM for business development who joins us on Tuesdays. That's you, Tyler Kring. Good morning. Welcome once again to the studios of WSGW.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me as always.
Always glad to have you.
Happy Kids Day, by the way.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago when we talked, there was supposed to be a Kids Day. Weather didn't allow it. But today...
Today, baby, it is 6,100 kids are on their way to Dow Diamond today for field trips. I brought some hot dogs in for breakfast because we started rolling hot dogs at 5 a.m. this morning. We started with 3,400 because that's what we could fit in our steamers. And so the crew is hard at work in the kitchens of Dow Diamond still when I left about a half hour ago. And we'll continue going until the bellies are full and we put them back on the buses all sugared up for the teachers and the parents later this afternoon.
How kind of you.
Yeah, all the parents out there, you're very welcome for the sugar high we're going to return your kid with.
Maybe I should ask on that since you're talking about how when you do these kids games, are there different preparations you go through? I mean, you'd still be cooking hot dogs for a night game for a regular crowd, but...
Yeah, there certainly are different preparations because it's a little bit different. So on Kids Days, we'll scale back the menu slightly. Let's be real, kids' palates are not as diverse as adult palates on a night game. So some of our more sophisticated menu items or more adult-tailored menu items are different. You know, we don't pour any alcohol in the concourse on Kids Days. We'll repurpose our staff. The main thing is just the volume of kids. So, you know, we have 6,000 people coming today. The show rate on the Kids Day is 98% because you don't leave kids behind on the field trip at the schools. Teachers would get in trouble for that. You know, on a normal Loons game, it's 75-80% show rate because people, you know, things come up, businesses have tickets, whatever. But kids don't... how should I say, are strategic of when they get in line. As soon as they get off the bus, they're in line and they're going and they're hungry and they're eating and they're ready to go. So it's more or less you have to be prepared for this onslaught of thousands of people at one time versus adults where they'll get to the ballpark, maybe grab a beer, sit down, catch a couple innings, then go get a dog, you know, come back down, you know, then maybe go get an ice cream, sit back down. Kids, it's nonstop, and it's from the minute we open the gates, the Dippin' Dots are flying, the hot dogs are rolling, and it's kind of a madhouse, but it's an awesome madhouse for the 3 hours or so that we'll have kids in the ballpark today.
Are you part of the crew that has to... shepherd the kids around, or do you get to look on from a safe distance?
No, there is no safe distance on Kids Days. I was at the ballpark at 5 a.m. this morning. Ari was there, and we started rolling hot dogs, and then we'll be back in the concession stands most likely today. The main challenge we run into is, so at a normal 7 o'clock game, you know, people can come from their other jobs and come work games. A lot of our employees are either current teachers or high school kids. Well, they all have school today. Many of them are probably coming to the game today. So our work pool is scaled very, very down on who is able to work at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. And so a lot of our front office staff will step into those roles today and be running food or cooking food or running registers or whatever it may be to make sure that we keep up with the demand and provide the best service to the fan and to the kids today as possible.
And when the kids watch a Loons team playing against Lansing, by the way, Lansing is the opponent for the next 6 days. Loons, again, coming off a very successful road trip. Not 5-1, but 4-2 still.
4-2. They've won 14 of the last 18 games, and I want to say they sit just 3 or 3.5 games back of Dayton. So they've made significant progress, really have coming alive here in the last couple weeks. Lansing comes to town today, and then they go on the road for a series, but then Dayton actually comes to Dow Diamond the first week of June. So if the Loons can just stay pretty square or even with Dayton over the next 2 weeks, they'll have a real good shot at taking a comfortable lead or at least making a good strong move against Dayton in the first week of June, because right now the Loons and Dayton seem to be the top two teams in the division for sure.
Yeah, I was checking the standings, and at this time, well, they're the only two teams above 500.
Correct.
So they're both playing very well.
The West division is stacked right now. There's three or four teams over 500 and significantly over 500 over in the other division. The East division appears to be, at least at this time, is a little bit weaker, but hey, we'll take that right now. We'll be that number one or number two team right now.
So as the Loons play, obviously, as a minor league affiliate of the Major League Los Angeles Dodgers, as Loons are playing the season out, what attention do you get from the big club? I mean, do they know how successful the Loons have been the last several times? I mean, are there ongoing contacts or?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just had our first promotion of the year, and you know, shame on me, the name of the pitcher escapes me at this moment. It might have been all the hot dogs at 5 a.m. But we had our first promotion of the year. One of our pitchers has moved up to Double A Tulsa, and left just a couple days ago. And we have a new crop of guys coming in for the Loons. In the high A level, it's really taking the next step for guys who the Dodgers previously drafted. So low A Rancho Cucamonga will be the first full season of professional baseball for a lot of guys. Either they got drafted last year or they will be drafted coming up in June and July. And then they will start in Rancho and then they'll come to the Loons. The Loons at the high A level is really kind of like the make it or break it time, particularly in a farm system like the Dodgers where it's very stacked, it's very deep. The Dodgers are obviously a very good team right now, which means there's not a lot of promotions from the AAA level. And if no one's moving from AAA, no one's moving from AA. If no one's moving from AA, no one's coming from high A. So for the guys, you know, this is the time where it's either, hey, we need to hold on to them and and it's really the eval time, and then they'll make a spot for them at AA or AAA. Or a lot of guys at our level will become trade pieces down the road. You know, they will have played minor league baseball for 2 to 4 years at this period, so they have some professional baseball in their repertoire. And so the prospect's a little more sure and maybe a trade piece down the road, particularly with the Dodgers being win and win now. There's certainly buyers at the trade deadline every year. So you'll see some guys get moved. A couple years ago, we had 5 guys in trades. And so Loons could be major league all-stars with different teams other than the Dodgers, you know, several years from now, just based on how well the Dodgers are doing in the farm system right now.
And, you know, you said something that maybe we should clarify, too, for fans that don't realize it, because there is the difference this year for the Loons is that Loons are now that high A affiliate. It used to be that they were the Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, they were the low A affiliate. So when Major League and Minor League Baseball merged going into the 2021 season, a lot of folks don't realize that previously, for the previous 100 years before that, they were actually separate organizations, separate commissioners, separate leagues, separate everything. MLB was based in New York. MILB was based in St. Petersburg, Florida. They've now merged. And so when you looked at how things are structured, and I'll use the Tigers farm system with the Whitecaps as an example because folks will be more familiar with that. If a player got drafted by the Tigers, they would go to spring training in Lakeland, and then they would go to low A in Grand Rapids. And then if they got promoted, they would go back to Lakeland and hunt to do high A, and then they would get promoted out to Erie. And that was the case for everyone in that league. So now all the teams in low A and all the teams in high A essentially flip-flopped classifications to make travel and logistics easier. So now if you're a new player with the Tigers organization, you'll start in spring training in Lakeland, stay in Lakeland for low A, and then go out to high A for Grand Rapids. Similar for the Loons and the Dodgers, spring training's in Camelback Ranch in the greater Phoenix area. They'll go to Phoenix, then they'll go to Rancho, which is just 60 miles from Dodger Stadium, and then they'll come to Great Lakes. So it's a lot more logistics. And for the players, if you're a first-year player, it's a lot more comforting. You're in one system. You're in one place, particularly for a system as deep in Latin American countries like the Dodgers are. You have guys come to the country, to the States for the first time. Maybe they don't speak English. There's a lot more comfort in getting used to the life of being a professional baseball player when you're at spring training and then at the same complex or very close to the same complex for your first year of baseball. So it just makes that transition easier from a personal standpoint as well.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff.
As the Loons have a series this week, you have your regular promotions, although we should mention, is it Saturday? Is it Wizards and Wands?
Saturday is the first theme night of the year. Yes, Harry Potter night, Wizards and Wands night is Saturday. We're very excited. We're going to be playing Quidditch on the front lawn before the game. There'll be a golden snitch hunt. We'll be serving butter beer. There'll be a costume contest. So we're very excited for it. It's really the tune-up for our promotions team of doing theme nights, because once we come back that first week of June, we've got our first celebrity night on June 2nd with Perd Hapley from Parks and Rec, and then 2 days later we have Star Wars night. So we are really going to get into the meat of the promotional schedule. Our first fireworks shows are going to be that first week of June. So we are this much closer to the meat of the promo schedule and really the Loon's entertainment and fun that people have been waiting, and that means summer's here, so we're getting very excited for it.
And you encourage people to come dressed for Wizards and Wands Night, right?
Absolutely. We'll have a costume contest, so if you have a great Halloween costume that you look like someone from Harry Potter, we welcome it all, albeit maybe you can win some prizes that night as well.
All right, Tyler, thank you very much. Tyler Kring from the Loons. Loons.com, always the best place to go for tickets and information.
Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Good luck with the kids game today.
Thank you, Will. We'll sling some dipping dots today.